Simon Shin Aleph, Mem Daled through Mem Ches. We actually saw this at one point. Most of them. Sif Mem Daled says, Abol Hatzol Keva Min Adweiko, Yilavet Halachis, if there's a fire, Rachman and Tzvan, put this ladder, wear even 10 layers of clothing, take it out to a safe place, come back, and do the same thing again, put another 10 layers and come out again. Now, it's not clear here if we're talking about Rishis or Rabin, we're talking about a Carmelist, where we're going. Pashtus is the Rishis Rabin. However, Mishnah Brura sends you to Siman Shin Lama Dalet, where it's not clear b'chlal that we're talking about Rishis Rabin. Could very well be the Pashtus is, the Mechaber says, in a Chotzer Mu'revet, those that are Mekel, even a Chotzer Shein Mu'revet, Mishnah Brura says that Chreinim are Mekel, even in Rishis Rabin. Since you're wearing a Derech Levisho, therefore even a few layers of begadim would be mutter even into a Rishus HaRabim Gomer to save from Slekum. Sif Mem Hei talks about somebody whose clothing got soaking wet. The halacha is they were not grazer on tzchita for a person's clothing even if they're soaking wet, and he's allowed to walk in them. Therefore, if a guy's yarmulke goes flying off and lands into a puddle, he's allowed to pick it up and put it on his head. We're not grazer, we're not chayshish for tzchita, and since he has no other clothing, for sure, that is mutter. Now, if a person has soaking wet clothing and he gets home, the pashas is that it's a kula that they were mekel, that you shouldn't have to walk without your socks or whatever it is, without your shirt that gets soaking wet. Therefore, if a person has the ability to change, says the Shmur Shabbos Kalsa, one should change. Now, when a person takes off his wet clothing, he's not allowed to hang them up in a place that is normally used for hanging up. So if he got caught in a torrential downpour, and he gets home, he should not hang up his shirt to dry in the place that he always hangs up his shirt. If he has a place, he shouldn't hang up his undershirt over a rack, whatever it is that he hangs it up if he has a place. However, the mashmois is that the only isser is to hang it out like it's normal to hang out. You're allowed to dry, you're allowed to hang things up in the normal place you hang things up. So you're allowed to hang up your coat or hang up your jacket in the place where you normally hang it up, even though it's also going to dry out. To hang it up in the place which is designated for drying, that one should not do. Shlomo Zalman points out, he says that l'chora, the only time that you're going to have this issue of marasayin, that it looks like possibly the person washed it, is dafka something where there's an itzer to wash it. However, plastic, when there's no issue to wash it, shri is no itzer, unless you scrub it. But some washing is not usher to just put water on top of it. Therefore, there's no itzer to hang it out. If you have a shein coat and you want to hang it up, you're allowed to hang it up even in the place which is usually you hang up the clothing to dry, to wash, that you wash, because it's made out of plastic, and plastic, there's no isser of kibbutz by just getting it wet. And you don't have to be chayshish that somebody's going to say, well, maybe you scrubbed it. It's not even a question that there's a din of kibbutz even if you would scrub it. But even if there is, there's no isser, it's not like regular clothing that has an isser, and therefore plastic is not a problem. Not only that, says Rishon Zalman, a raincoat, and certainly a wool raincoat, where it's not the derech to wash it at all, is mutter to hang up in a regular place, because then people are not going to be choshed that you washed it. It's get ruined if you get washed. And a raincoat is something which is mukhaf mitoichoi, that it's not problematic, that it wasn't washed. That's what it's used for. However, to just say that people know, since it's raining outside, that that's why my clothing got wet, it's not that I actually washed it. It's clear in the Mishnah Brura that we do not say that, and we are chayshish that people are going to say it's only something that has soya on it or something like children's clothing that got wet also, that you're allowed to hang up because people see the soya on it and they realize what happened. However, the fact that it's raining outside, some people talk, don't know that it's raining outside, and very often happens, you walk outside and you realize, oh, it's raining. Taka didn't know b'shas ma'is that it was raining, and therefore you can't be samech on the fact that it's raining to say that people know. Now, it's Mavura Big Yisrael in this Mishnah Brura. We mentioned it in Chavura last week, and that is that the whole din of Maris Ayin that we after, even Mechadri Chadarim, is only in a case where it looks like you're doing an Isser Daraiso. But if it looks like the person's doing Isser Darabanan, then if Mechadri is Mechadri Chadarim, there's no one else there, or his Bnei Bayis are there, and they know what's going on, that there's no Isser going on, then there's no problem of Maris Ayin. Sif Menvav is Mechadish. A din that if a person's clothing is wet, he's not allowed to put them next to the heater, ukedema, for it to dry. Why? Because it's going to be mevashal the water. The water's going to evaporate and it's going to get mevashal. It happens to be big chiddush. Some service says, Pashas, there's no din of bishal the ibud. That you're to dry, to shake out your hands on top of your blech, that it sizzles. Is there any problem? You bring mavash on the water, it's bishul ibud, it's nothing. Maybe it doesn't have a shein bishul b'chlal. However, it's mavur in the sif that is problematic, and mamela, if you're by the kaisel and a guy put his hands into the machine to dry his hands, after he leaves, you're not allowed to put your hands underneath it, because you're being mavash on the water. Now the fashion is that a lot of the water gets evaporated even before it gets to the outside of this point. That's the truth. However, it's certainly not prudent to put your hands there, because on the tzad that it does get the outside of the then it could be that tzachir chafas. So therefore, one certainly should not do such a thing. The sif men zayin is leishtech, even if his clothing are wet from zayah, there's still also the issur to hang them out. And sif men ches talks about somebody that goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel, and not only that, you're even allowed to bring it home. And once you're home, the mashmoy of the Mishnah Berurah is, you're still allowed to carry it. There's a shaila whether or not, once you get to your house, they mount you to carry it, or it's just till you get to your house. But afterwards, we're choshish that maybe you're going to come to tzchita. Or no, we're not choshish b'chlal, by a towel is the type of thing which we're not choshish that a person is going to be safe. And that is mashmoy of the Mishnah Berurah, how it goes to halacha. And therefore, there's no problem. After the person comes out of the mikvah, he can take his towel and take it home and carry it home to the place that he'd like to, and then put it down.